Hello guys, welcome to another episode of podcast Fluir Evoluir. I'm Nayara and this podcast is about personal development. Today we're going to talk about something very important, one of the most important thing in my opinion. It is about emotional intelligence, but before I have to say some things, I need to open my heart here because I've been procrastinating to do this podcast in English for a long time because I record an audio when I decided to start this podcast. So I record a trailer saying I'm going to talk about business and stuff. So I'm very embarrassed because in this podcast I am talking about productive life and I am procrastinated a lot. I'm so sorry guys. But I think you can understand me. If you are a language learner, I think you can understand me because when I have to speak it, to have a conversation in English or Spanish for a long time, it's like, you know, when you feel a pain on body, I feel like I'm feel pain into my brain. It's so hard to me, but let's get started. And I have one first question. Have you heard about emotional intelligence? Have you heard this term, emotional intelligence? I said that emotional intelligence is something very important to me and for you. And for you is important, emotional intelligence. And read. Do you read about emotional intelligence, something about? If not, my advice today is you need to read about. Emotional intelligence is not only about how much smart you are, but is more easy how do you manage your emotional. It's about how do you manage your personal life and how do you manage your feelings on your job, at work too, and principally personal life. So summarize the definition of emotional intelligence to me. Is the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions in positive ways, in a bad moment when you are stressful, or in a good moment when you are so excited and need to control, or when you are so excited with something good and you need to do your work normally. For me, another important topic about emotional intelligence is that not only about control. To me, you need to understand yourself. It's not only control your emotions, but know appropriate emotions for each moment. So you have to understand yourself, not only control all the time. Emotional intelligence is also good to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict. In addition, controlling your feelings can help you adapt to changes on your life, changes at work, on your relationships, life too. If you are more self-managed, probably you will be a reliable person and you will make better decisions and achieve your goals, your life goals. Now I want to talk about self-awareness. This topic is common with self-control and emotional intelligence. With self-awareness, you can recognize your own emotions and how they can affect your thoughts and behavior. Know your strengths and weakness and have self-confidence. For me, be a confident person is a good thing, because when you have a self-confidence, your life is better. You don't give up your dreams only because people say not for you or not for your dreams, or only people are saying you are crazy. Don't fight to your dreams. So when you are a confident person, you don't listen bad things that people are saying to you. Emotional intelligence includes social awareness. Social awareness is understanding the emotions, needs, and concerns of other people. Intelligence emotions is not only about you, about me. It's about other people too. Because when you are connected with other people, you can understand them, you can accept them, and become comfortable with them too. With mistakes that person can do. Emotional intelligence for me should be a criterion to live in society. Because when you are living with another person, you need to understand yourself and you need to understand another person around you to be and to have a good life. And understand other people's thinking. It's so most important to understand what people think. If a person thinks differently from me, I don't need to fight with or force them to think the same way I do. I only need to understand and analyze if that thing is good to me, is good to my life or not. So, to finally, I can say that we need understand more your feelings, our feelings and ourselves, our thoughts first. And people who think and act in this way are more flexible and adaptable, able to recover from stressful situations and motivate themselves. Life becomes more with attitudes like that. Lastly, thanks to listen to me, and I see you next episode in English because you have a lot of plans to record a lot of podcast in English this year. We need, and I need to ask you a favor. If you like this podcast, please following us on Instagram. Our Instagram is at podcast fluir evoluir, and I see you at next episode. See you later. Bye-bye.